Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
She's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations out there on the Genesis Communications Network, their website, GCN Live. And, of course, we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country and, of course, around the country in some great independent stations that are dropped in here and there for some great little levity, as you will. And, of course, we're also streaming live on the Internet across the country and around the world and on the Westwood One satellite. So there you go. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, whether or not you're an over-the-road truck driver, an 18-wheel driver, man or woman, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, whether you're FedEx or UPS, and whether or not you're bulk mail haulers, letter haulers out there hauling the mail, we appreciate everything you're doing. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel and other related fuel products for us to be able to go when we want to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on the Captain's America Third Watch website, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. All ways to find out about what we're doing and how we're doing it, and we encourage you to go over there and check out all of that. Now, joining us right now, first of all, from the KyleWarrenShow.com, it would be none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And we're going to go up to the upper line and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and also the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's actually
hot.
It's actually gotten warmer than what it was when we checked it the first time we came on. It's 86 degrees, so the temperature's gone up.
Yeah, I'm at 85.
Okay.
I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, but you're on the mountain, so you get a little cooler air. We don't. All
there
right.
There isn't any air.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of America.
And
to
the
Republic
for which it stands. One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you got quite the list there, so go ahead and ask.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Denise. And, you know, it seems like there's an interesting article in the Telegraph. And it's talking about the idea that Ukraine is winning a crucial part of the land war. But it goes on to talk about that Medvedev's afraid, Putin's afraid, they're both afraid because everybody else is afraid, and it seems as though Medvedev is making some more statements about using a nuclear weapon. I want to get your insight on this because they say this a lot. They talk about it a lot. Is this something that really could be in the offing, or is it going to be, for lack of a better term, a surprise? Are they going to wake up one day and say, we've had enough and we can't win this, so here we go?
I just don't believe they're going to use nuclear weapons in what we the garden variety definition of a nuclear weapon. Now, I say that because you can say, use the term nuclear weapon as hyperbole, and it could be a massive cyber attack. It could be a dam break. You see what I'm saying? But what would be the purpose of Russia using a nuclear weapon in Ukraine when they want Ukraine land? They want the territory. It's rendered unlivable, untenable. So, again, I think it's the Kremlin that is just bloviating, personally.
Well, they do have a huge problem in that, in the Russia side, that is, and it's actually a good thing that Ukraine is making a lot of progress and Russia's not making as much progress as they would want.
Well, I wouldn't say Ukraine's making a lot of progress. They are certainly, I don't think this counteroffensive is going off as I would think a counteroffensive should be, personally. And it tells me that the United States and NATO have been giving war guidance to Ukraine all along. But they're telling them, this is what you should do, but, you know, you don't necessarily have the weapons to do it. and we don't want this to escalate to this or to that or to do this or to do that. So I think the reason that the counteroffensive is not as aggressive and effective as it could be is because of outside forces putting the sand in the gears for Ukraine. So I'm a little disappointed in where Ukraine is in this fight. And, you know, a lot of attention's been placed on the Wagner Group, Belarus, Poland, Africa, and I would hold back on any kind of conclusions on the Wagner Group because I'm not trusting anything that comes out of the Kremlin. So I'm not sure any of that answered your question.
All right, here comes the music, guys. Hold that thought. Okay, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Frank Silvato's going to take us out to break. Check out his new book, Nullification, at UndergroundUSA.com.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO Insurance, the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring people for over 85 years, and they currently insure some 27 million drivers. Now, you can go over to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a cost comparison for the vehicle that you're driving, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck. Maybe somewhere along the line you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can bundle that on your car policy, save some money there. But where you really, really, really save big money is when you add your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy to the GEICO car insurance policy. That will save you a boatload of money. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and do it that way. Or you can get the phone number for the closest agent to you, call them up, and do it that way. Either go see them or make an appointment or do it over the phone, whatever the situation might be. So it's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check it out. See what they can do for you by doing a cost comparison on your car insurance policy. You might be really surprised at what happens and how much money they can save you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
And that's also the Denise Simon Experience over there as well. Now, Kyle, you had something you wanted to ask, so fire away about the border.
Yes, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Denise. Down at the border, of course, Denise, I don't know if you've seen the story that's come out about some of these cartel members, apparent cartel members, coming across wearing body armor, heavily armed, and so forth. This is all around not good.
Well, and we saw them. Fox News is the only one that was reporting this. They have them obviously on video. They sent a BORTEC team to see if they couldn't find these cats, and they could not. Our BORTEC, a lot of those resources are off the border doing, you know, Walmart work for the migrants, and not the real work on the border that they should be doing. So I would argue if we were staffed the way we should be and resources were where they should be, we would have caught these guys. Having said that, that tells you how much that border is truly open, that cartels could be that brazen, that bold to be armed, and you know, if they do it once, if they do it twice and get away with it, and they did, then it shows that we're not serious, and they'll do it again and again and again. I would argue this is not the first time, but I would say it's the first time that we've been able to get them on video. So with that, I would say, I think that the Biden administration is considering pulling the National Guard off this border. Quite actually, I think that I would be changing up rules of engagement in keeping the National Guard on that border, but giving them more authority, maybe, to defend that border. Now we have, I would say, bigger reasons and evidence to do so, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting indeed. Let's switch gears here just briefly back to international in terms of China in this time. And, you know, Denise, I'm curious, what do you think about some of the economic information that's coming out of China right now? They've had a double-digit plunge in their July exports and imports. They've missed expectations. How do those kinds of conditions or happenings factor in to some of their global aspirations, and especially when it comes to wanting to reunify with Taiwan?
The jury is probably out on that one a little bit. I know that China has been in a little bit of economic financial trouble for a while. And they, you know, if we go back to the Trump administration, what was it that China, he always said about China, that they manipulate their currency? I would argue that's just what's going to continue to happen, and they'll probably escalate that manipulation of its value. I believe that whatever economic condition China may be in, good, bad, or indifferent, they will not do anything that would impact the military objectives, plural, of China, certainly with regard to Taiwan. But China may do some other kinds of adjustments, and that may be, with construction on their Belt and Road Initiative, that may be financially continuing to help out North Korea. We don't know how bad it really is. China lies just as much as Moscow does, so. I'm not ready to form any kind of conclusion here that the financial condition of China could slow things down for them. I'm not ready to do that yet.
Well, is Taiwan the thing to watch in terms of their possible movement against Taiwan? And the reason I ask is because, you know, we've talked about the infiltration into military networks, into computer systems, infrastructure, and so forth. In other words, is that all there simply for when they go against Taiwan, or will they do something else ahead of that that's unrelated? In other words, just try to disrupt the United States for some other reason.
Well, when it comes to Taiwan, I believe that they would go for all kinds of embargoes. They would embargo the entire perimeter of Taiwan, so nothing could necessarily go in and out. So I would be watching for that one. Two, I would also it would hurt China. You know, they're having some issues with exports, but it all, you know, it, and I'm not sure where that's all coming from. I'm not convinced it's coming from the United States that we're buying less from China. I'm not convinced of that. But I would say the cheapest part of any kind of conquest that Beijing wants doesn't necessarily have to come from hard power. It can come from soft power, and soft power can be cyber. Yeah, you know, we have to keep looking at the very broad picture here. And, you know, they could lay people off. They could move people over into their cyber wing to damage countries, you know, certainly the West, the United States. And, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, I think that China ought to be included in the charter of NATO, personally.
Very interesting indeed. Well, you know, Denise, you often talk about the idea of the breakdown of law and order here in the United States. And I honestly, I'm not trying to be funny here, but in Democrat-run Oakland, they're now urging residents to, get this, use air horns if they're targeted by criminals. Just keep your air horn with you, I guess, and press it if you feel threatened. Is that what they're really trying to pass off now?
You know, it's a gesture. I mean, an air horn is any different than a whistle, but again, are there enough police officers to come and do something about it? And can they respond in a timely basis? The answer to that is no. If there's any place that there's going to be a high opportunity for vigilante justice, it's going to be Oakland. And rightly so. If, you know, things can, you know, I would say, could begin to clear themselves up if residents would, you know, start defending themselves, as we saw with the two store owners that, you know, hit the guy up for throwing all kinds of stuff in a huge garbage barrel and trying to get out of there, and they beat him up with a stick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here comes the music, you guys, and Denise, we'll catch you again tonight. And Kyle,
okay. Hang
in there, my friend, and we'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment. Have yourself a great day, Denise and Kyle. We will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
To the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. Police in Alabama are releasing details since video of a Saturday boat dock brawl went viral. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert says the video showed the black co-captain of a riverboat being attacked by a group of white men after police say the black man had asked the group to move their boat from a reserved space.
A confrontation ensued between the co-captain being attacked by several members of the private boat.
Albert said they detained and interviewed over 10 people while investigating the incident. The cousin of the Uvalde, Texas school shooter is under arrest now for allegedly making terroristic threats. Family members reported Nathan Cruz to local authorities after he began talking about his desire to carry out a similar mass shooting. San Antonio Police Sergeant Washington Moscoso says
this family did the right thing, made the right choice, called police.
A copy of the arrest warrant says Cruz was drunk at the time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, I will tell you, National Aviation Academy and their website, naa.edu, that's where you need to go. Check them out. Find out what it's like to become an aviation maintenance tech and be in a job where you're actually wanted, and you'll have job security because you can work anywhere in the world, anywhere, once you get certified. That's naa.edu on the website, naa.edu. Now, when you get over there and you look at it, I strongly recommend that you call them up on the phone at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. Now, they have a campus in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're over across the bay in Clearwater. So either way, you get to find out what they're all about. You will get to talk to students. You will also get a chance to talk to teachers. You will also get a chance to talk to the money people, and they'll explain to you how applying for a student loan works if you're not, in fact, a veteran, where you're getting paid money on your education benefits. And for those of you coming out of the service that have been in the aviation ranks, guess what? You go to the head of the class, and by that I mean exactly what I'm saying. You get the priority on getting the training first and being able to challenge the test when you think that you can do that to pass the FAA test, and you'll be right out on the road doing whatever it takes to work with a company, because you will get an opportunity right away. People are very good about watching the National Aviation channels and for the students and whatnot, because they have some very good candidates and students out there, and they know that. So you'll be able to get a job right off the bat. NAA.edu, National Aviation Academy, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. There you go. All right, Kyle Warren and Professor of Politics is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Russia is not letting up on the civilian targets. They are continuing to pound missiles and rockets into the apartment buildings, the high-rises, and just hitting them at random. The response from the Ukrainians is they're using cluster bombs to bomb the Russian troops. So far, I've not heard about any Russian civilian targets being hit with them. If they are, then, boy, that would really change the matter greatly. But what do you suppose Russia thinks they're gaining by this?
Well, Russia is saying that they were not targeting the apartment building. They were targeting some military target, but that's just not credible, I think. And certainly ask the people on the ground there where the apartment building was targeted. They know exactly what was happening.
It's kind of hard to miss a target.
And hit
an apartment building as big as it is. It's kind of hard to do that, you know? I mean, you got to be aiming for what you're aiming for.
Well, exactly right. And certainly, I just don't think the facts really, line up for the Russian side of it. But again, this is part and parcel of their all-out total war strategy. I think, Captain, they're trying to be so heinous and so terrible that they think that Ukraine is going to give in or want to succumb to some kind of, lopsided peace deal or something like that. But I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Now, the Pentagon is working very hard to try to mitigate the holds put on them by Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama by holding up the promotions to general officer and colonel that they would normally be getting because of the change in command, if you will, at the Joint Chiefs, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and members of the Joint Chiefs, if you will. I don't know where that's going to go, and I don't know what they're doing to mitigate it. Do you have any idea?
Well, I know that in some cases they've gone to some automatic promotions. If I recall correctly, from E3 to E4.
That's got nothing to do with a general rank, though.
Yeah, well, of course, but in other words, they're trying to get around this notion that things would be held up. And I know that Lloyd Austin did send a letter that did, in fact, lay out their parameters for how they were going to deal with with no movement on this. So we'll see. Tuberville continues to do with the stalemate here, and we don't know exactly when that's going to end.
Now, a District of Columbia councilman has come out and said, I guess in a challenge to the mayor, due to the disruption and the chaos going on in Washington, D.C. all the time, he wants the National Guard on permanent assignment in Washington, D.C.
Interesting. that doesn't seem to really comport with typically the idea of where your capital is and how business is conducted and how people move freely and the government goes about its business.
Well, they have a little bit of a problem, as you well know. They can't control their own.
Well, exactly, exactly.
They created this monster. They created this monster with these protesters, and they're not going away. All these people were promised stuff. They were promised stuff, and they're not getting what they were promised. So now you're getting what you're getting.
Well, right, right. But the optics, of course, of having troops basically in your capital are not good, no matter what.
Now, the Gold Star families are speaking out, especially the ones from Afghanistan, from the last days in Kabul, the 13 soldiers that fell on their parents. They're speaking out very loudly, very clearly, about what they're calling a heartless President Joe Biden with the way he addressed them, by acting like he didn't care and just going through the motions. And how heartless can you be? Because the Gold Star families are torching the Biden administration for the obvious lies that they put forth during the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. They want to know why we had the bomber in our gun sights and our snipers weren't allowed to take the shot.
I think, Captain, these are questions that they're going to wrestle with for the rest of their lives, and they deserve some kind of answer. I hate to say, I think the answer is just that they didn't want to, in their mind, escalate the issues, but they should have taken action. There's no doubt about that. Also, as you know, the Biden administration has really tried to blame the Trump administration for much of the Afghan pullout problems, saying, well, they didn't either have a great plan or the plan wasn't fully fleshed out or whatever. But guess what? President Biden didn't have to do anything that the Trump administration may or may not have passed on to it,
nope,
to the Biden administration. They could have come up with a different plan, Captain.
Yep.
He's completely, this doesn't hold water.
He's lying.
Well, of course, yeah.
He's lying. They went by the seat of their pants, and they left thousands of our people behind in Afghanistan. We know that because I continue to talk to one of the people who's involved in getting some of our people out who are still there.
Well, right, and we're not hearing a lot about this, obviously, in the day-to-day news cycle.
They don't want you to know.
They're still there. Well, of course. They want you to forget about it, especially where the election is concerned.
Yep. They don't want anybody to know that we still have people behind in Afghanistan.
That's right. And that kind of failure, Captain, I don't know how you rebound from it. President Biden's popularity, I think, began to take some real hits even following that terrible episode in Afghanistan.
Well, it's because people are not paying any attention for whatever reason. They're not paying any attention. They're zoning it out, and it's wrong. I'm telling you, it's wrong. All right, well, we're going to be right back, and I do believe the Watchdog on Wall Street will be calling in, so you hang on there, Kyle. And folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Kathy take the break. Here you go, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before we get going here with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss and Moss Acura. Now, that's part of the Moss Family Automotive Group, Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, here in Tampa, located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Side by side, there they are, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan, right there, part of the Moss Family Group. Now, you can go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S-Acura.com, find out all the different stock that they got, the inventory, take a peek, see, and then get a hold of them and tell them I sent you, of course, tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door. And don't forget, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program. And that's where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMT, firefighter, or police, and all church pastors, too, get afforded the opportunity to save some money on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Now, your Moss Acura will also come certified or pre-owned with a Moss Care, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. That's something that'll save you a lot of money down the line and keep you moving in style. So, don't forget, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, first, Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello.
Okay, and now Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with us, and he's up there, I was going to say in the frozen tundra, but it's not that cold up there, is it?
No, it's not cold.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Well, I hope you're having some cooler temperatures than we are, because I told you, you know, I walked out the door yesterday on my carport, of all things, and usually there's a breeze, which there was a little bit, but it was like somebody had a blowtorch in my face. That's how hot it was yesterday. It was really miserable.
With the humidity and everything passed on, I'm sure.
Yep. Now, money, money, money. China is reporting a double-digit plunge in July exports and imports, missing all their expectations. What should we expect to see here in this country on that?
Well, we're the reason why it's happening. We have been basically diversifying where we're getting our services and products and where things are being built. This was inevitable that this was going to happen. And, you know, China is definitely feeling it right now. There's some other numbers out of China as well where their consumer prices dropped by 2%. It's a bit of a deflationary situation over there. And, you know, that's all well and good when it's items like food and things that people use every day. But this is everything over there. And deflationary spirals are not good, because what happens is people hold off on their purchases, saying, hey, you know what, it's going to be cheaper 2 weeks from now. So China's economic situation, it's not in a good position right now, like we've been saying all along. And, again, it can go a couple of different ways. In my opinion, I'd be trying to engage China right now, because they are in a real – and you can't do it in the newspapers. You got to do it behind the scenes, because it's a very, very old, very, very proud culture. And you have to do it behind the scenes. You can't do it in the paper. You try to engage them and try to, in essence, you know, work something out with them where we can actually be on the good side of things. The other bad aspect of this, we have to pay attention. You got to do the old Ronald Reagan trust but verify. Because they're in dire economic situations, are they going to look to divert attention and get the population in China's focus somewhere else? And the idea that, hey, are they going to, you know, try to take Taiwan in 2024? Famed investor, and he's a big China hawk, Kyle Bass from Texas, he seems to think that might be the case. I don't know. I think that right now is a good opportunity where we might be able to avoid that. Obviously, it has to be done behind the scenes because, again, they're in a bit of an economic down spiral right now, and I don't see them working their way out of it.
I've run into a lot of people lately that are telling me that they're getting by, but they're barely getting by because of everything that's been going up, and they haven't been getting any more money. A lot of people are on fixed incomes or fixed salaries. Not they don't have the benefit of commissions. But I'm also hearing people telling me they're pulling money out of their 401k plans, and they're to the point to where they got no more money to pull.
You're talking about hardship withdrawals?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I would recommend to these people you might want to get yourself, you know, you're on a fixed income. You might want to go back to work and work a couple of days a week. I mean, that's a better alternative than having to do, you know, extreme things with your retirement plans. That to me, you know, you might not want to do it, but sometimes you have to do things that you might not want to do. You know, there's plenty of job openings here in the United States.
You bet.
You know, we're in a situation right now where, yeah, you know, the cost of everyday items is through the roof. I get it. We're all feeling it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in that type of a position, you're going to have to do what's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kyle, bring her in. What's your question?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. And of course, you were just talking about the 401k hardship withdrawals. Of course, people are also running up their credit cards, as we mentioned on yesterday's program. It's up over $1 trillion now. But my question this morning has to do with Moody's downgrading some U.S. banks. So what does that mean when a bank gets downgraded, and how does it affect the consumer or the overall economy?
Well, it doesn't really affect the consumer. You know, the banks are having to make adjustments prior to this. Overall economy, not it doesn't affect the overall economy at all. It's just that these banks are getting downgraded based upon their loan portfolios. Many of them are going to be coming due. And many of these banks are going to end up getting the keys to a lot of real estate that is underwater and overvalued. Story yesterday, or excuse me, 2 days ago, talking about, so not just commercial real estate, it's also a lot of residential apartment buildings as well that got over-levered. Getting the keys back on those are not necessarily a bad thing because they're fully rented and they're still putting off good cash flow. But, again, that's not what banks do. That's not their business. So, yeah, it has to do with their loan portfolios and whether or not they're going to end up owning a lot of these apartment buildings, commercial spaces, malls, and what have you. And if that's the case, that can really put these banks in a precarious position.
Very interesting. Well, I suppose that there's only one person who's actually going to be able to beat whatever the economy throws at us, and that's the guy that won the Mega Millions jackpot. But that's
Neptune Beach, Florida, thing. By the way. That's over in the East Coast,
that's
I
right.
think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I was him, I would hide. I would be like, that's the only thing. You win something like that, you better, I'd be like, can it be anonymous? That's what I would do. Everybody's going to be coming for that guy.
I promoted you when I heard about it. I said, you need to get a hold of Chris Markowski, the investment guy, and he'll take care of you.
Yeah, but, he needs to do is he needs to try to remain anonymous.
Right.
Because, every crook in the entire world is going to be trying to take advantage of him.
Yeah. Keep going, Kyle.
Oh, yes. Well, of course. Also, we understand that as we're taking a look at some of the home prices, and I know that it's different in different parts of the country, but we evidently are getting some reports now that Home Depot and Lowe's stocks are getting downgraded in the face of some falling home prices because of these housing headwinds.
Yeah, it has to do with, when people buy homes, they want to fix them up, and they, need to be buying products for them. The flip side of that might be as well that people might be staying in homes because they've got low mortgage rates. They might not want to go ahead and do upgrades to those homes. So one pocket, other pocket, who knows how that's going to work out. I'm not exactly sure. But there's no doubt about it that the higher interest rates right now, the higher mortgage rates right now are actually it's almost working like inflation when it comes to housing prices because there's no inventory because nobody wants to sell because they've got such a low mortgage rate and if they move into another house you're going to be paying a much higher rate. That obviously drives the overall housing stock down, the amount of homes available, making the prices go up.
All right, well, we're going to run out of time here, Chris, and all I can say is that always a wealth of information, and keep up the good work, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and here comes the music right now, so you stay low up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and Kyle Warren and I will be right back. We'll be coming back with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, gun-related, some good, but some not so good. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More in store right here.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.